My name is Paula Ostrowski. I am here as a public relations officer and press officer for the National Coalition on Racism in Sports and Media, and also a member of Alumni Against Racist Mascots. That proves that not all alumni are for Chief Elena Wick. And before I go on, I would like to sort of respond to Mr. Madigan's comments by inviting everybody to go see a real powwow on how real Native Americans dance, and to really see that what he said is not true. And there's a powwow at Matheson State Park on June 3rd and 4th, and it's near Starved Rock. And if you need more information, we have people outside to give it to you. Before I go on to my prepared comments, I wanted to express my concern. What I see here is that everybody speaking for Chief Elena Wick seems to be Caucasian. And people of color and Indian people are the ones objecting, and white allies are objecting to the use of sacred Native American elements in this fashion. I think the board and the university have a huge racial problem here, and there's a big racial divide. It's a ticking bomb, and if Chief Elena Wick is not done away with, it might explode. And I hope this is addressed soon. A statement by Vice Chancellor Murphy on yesterday's Daily Illini affirmed that the common ground for everybody involved in this issue is valuing Native Americans and Native culture. Today, it is clear that those opposed to the university's Indian symbol, logo, and name are Native Americans. Every major national organization representing Native Americans in this country has formally asked sports teams and educational institutions to stop using Native culture and images for entertainment and profit, clearly indicating that this practice is not perceived as an honor, but as blatant disrespect. The National Congress of American Indians, this is the oldest and largest organization representing Native peoples in this country, has condemned the university specifically in the strongest possible terms for this practice. Today we have representatives from Native organizations throughout the country and state, and particularly the Chicago area, serving a community of 30,000 plus. A community that is being denied equal access to this educational institution, the flagship university of this state. Their message, once again, is stop the mockery, stop desecrating Native religion, and open your doors to the Native community. Even the direct descendants of the Elena, as mentioned before, have approved resolutions urging the university to drop the Elena mascot and references. These are not small liberal organizations, student groups, or dads groups. They are sovereign nations whose governments have taken the time to discuss this issue and address it. Ignoring them would be most disrespectful and could not be farther from any intentions to honor Native Americans. If this is truly the intention of the university, the first step that must be taken is to listen to these nations and Native representatives and ask them how would they like to be honored. I would like to thank Judge Garippo for consulting with the NCRSM, which is the organization I'm representing, a human rights organization led by prominent Native leaders, when determining the course of action for today. This is the first time anybody associated with the university has asked for an included Native American input in this controversy. We hope this is just the beginning of a new era of working together to make this institution more inclusive and respectful to Native Americans and all people of color. I personally hope that just as Judge Garippo was essential in ridding humanity of a monster like John Wayne Gacy, that he will be instrumental in ridding our community of the John Wayne mentality that keeps